There's not a great rivalry between the Eagles and the Broncos, but there's always one day the city will never forget. It was week 16, 2009, the return of the beloved Brian Dawkins, and that's a day you'll all remember forever.
There haven't been many Eagles who were more beloved or even as beloved as Brian Dawkins.
He was the emotional leader of the team. He drove the team. He got people to play at a high level. He got people to practice intensely.
You know the goal is! You know what goal is! No!
He was one of the great, great favorites in this franchise's history.
In 25 years of being on radio in Philadelphia, the angriest I ever was the week that Brian Dawkins left for Denver.
I remember vividly the day that he left, the phone calls we got. I mean, people were in pain that day. This was a guy who was truly, truly treasured in the city.
This city mourned when Brian Dawkins left and signed a free agent contract with the Denver Broncos.
The return of Wolverine. That superhero you applauded for 13 years, one of the best and most popular Eagles ever, Brian Dawkins.
So I'm on the sideline with everybody else, and we're waiting for Brian Dawkins to come out of the tunnel, and there was a snap, crackle, pop in the stands at Lincoln Financial Field. Everybody was waiting for number 20. What was he going to do, and how would he look in that foreign orange and blue uniform?
For so many years, they had watched Brian come out and do his, you know, this was a guy who was kind of calm away from the field, but when he would come out for pregame, he was nuts all over the place, you know, getting himself, his craziness on.
And wouldn't you know, in true Brian Dawkins fashion, he didn't come out for the warm-up, but always on point, Brian Dawkins comes out at the introduction, and with that Brian Dawkins entrance that no one else has been able to copy ever, and just electrifies the crowd.
Here he comes. He is Wolverine.
He is Wolverine.
He is coming out.
He has transformed.
And they are standing here at the link to welcome Brian Dawkins.
You can see the appreciation around the stadium for Doc and what he means to these fans.
And he was Brian Dawkins all over again, just like people remembered him. And it was a beautiful moment and a great memory at the same time. You just wanted to embrace Brian Dawkins and think to yourself, why in the world was he playing for the Denver Broncos and not in midnight green for the Philadelphia Eagles?
It shows you that as much as we love our teams, there are certain players that we love at the same level. And that's what you saw with Dawkins when he came out. It was this huge hug by 68,000 people of a player where they said, we love what you sacrificed here, we love what you brought here, we love all the games you won for us here. And it was this big, huge hug. I don't know that there's ever been a player in this city that was loved any more than Brian Dawkins, and you saw it that day.
What's funny about that week was everyone was talking about Brian Dawkins, but you forgot about the game.
Donovan McNabb had the Eagles cooking early. Brent Celek made a big 47-yard reception. Also, Shady McCoy caught a McNabb pass and made Dawkins miss and went in for a touchdown. But for Brian Dawkins, it was not a great game.
No one even remembers that there was a game that week. All they can remember is the return of Brian Dawkins.
I don't know that there was a bigger, and I'll call it a celebration, of a return of a player for another team like I remember with Brian Dawkins.
I wouldn't have missed that game for the world. I didn't miss any games, but I wouldn't have missed that game for the world because I wanted to be there to scream my lungs out to let him know how we felt and how much we missed him and how much we appreciated what he did for us.